Case number 10,299, Gladys E. Ramos, north of Delmar Road, 1,652.44 tenths of a foot east of Susan Beach Road, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Your name and address, please. And Delmar?
Yes.
And do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
My name is Gladys Ramos, and I'm seeking I have a shed that is located in North Delmar Road, and it's right on a front yard setback, and I would like to leave it where it's at, because either told me they I had to move it or leave it where it's at or pay $400. So I decided to pay $400 and to leave it where it's at, because what they wanted, when it rains, there's water sit there, and I don't want it there.
Mm-hmm. How did this come about? Did you get a violation? Is that what happened?
Well, it's been there for 9 years now.
From the inspector?
Yeah, I guess,
yeah. Okay, all right.
Mr. Ricker, what's his variance for medical hardships? Only on 18. Inspector's notes.
On what?
Inspector's notes says variance for medical hardships only on 18.
Second page.
That was hardships throughout the neighborhood on lot 18. I don't know why she even put that on there. That was just a comment she was making. What were you saying variance is on 18? You wrote that.
No, who wrote that, but they told me it's like 8 feet away from the road.
No.
I mean, 32 feet away from the road. It's only like, it has to be like 40 feet away from the road.
I don't know. It has nothing to do with this case. I know that.
Mm-mm. The mobile home's not on the property is a medical hardship. In your backyard, you say it floods?
Well, it floods, yes.
And
it's a ditch. And it's like they want it like 5 feet away from the ditch. I don't really want it there. I mean, I can't decide it.
It was placed on there in 97, the regular trailer permit, in the GR section.
How long have you lived there?
It's going to be 10 years now.
So did you put the shed on?
I had somebody put it in there, yes.
When you moved in?
Yes. And I paid the $400. I got the receipt right here.
Okay.
Don't even worry about that.
Well, it is wet back there. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, and according to the testimony, the property appears to be unique, at least from the standpoint of the ditch, the water problem. I believe the variance would enable reasonable use, and it would not alter the essential of the character of the neighborhood, because it's been there 10 years anyway, so, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 10,299.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,299. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been approved.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Yes, ma'am.